What should the Republican message be? Well, the Republican message needs to be very clear. It needs to be that here's the criminal and here's what I'm going to do about it. Now, a certain candidate for office won using this message and was attacked from every direction. Remember the Willie Horton ad? George H.W. Bush was attacked by Michael Dukakis and all this. He didn't care. He wanted to win. He wanted political power. By the way, they gave him like a state funeral as if a pope passed away when H.W. Bush died. I'm not saying he didn't deserve it. I'm just saying this is true. But remember the ad that George H.W. Bush ran? Play cut 93.
Bush and Dukakis on crime. Bush supports the death penalty for first-degree murderers. Dukakis not only opposes the death penalty, he allowed first-degree murderers to have weekend passes from prison. One was Willie Horton, who murdered a boy in a robbery, stabbing him 19 times. Despite a life sentence, Horton received 10 weekend passes from prison. Horton fled, kidnapped a young couple, stabbing the man and repeatedly raping his girlfriend. Weekend prison passes. Dukakis on crime.
And George H.W. Bush is lionized to this day for running that ad. Republicans need to run that ad relentlessly. There is a similar one by our friend Stephen Miller, who runs Citizens for Sanity. I don't know what cut that is. Can we play just play the 36-second version really quick? And I'm going to tell you exactly why this is happening. It's important. Play tape. Try to find which one it is. Play cut 90.
For nearly 30 years, crime was falling in the United States. No more. The national murder rate is at its highest in 25 years.
Oh my God!
The result of far-left policies that leave innocent Americans at the mercy of violent criminals. Violent crime is up 21% in Washington, D.C., 35% in Chicago, 41% in New York City, and murders are up 207% in Portland.
And that's just part of the ad. Lock them up and throw away the key. We're not going to reform prison. We're not going to do this. We're going to make your streets safe. It is a civilizational defining issue. Why are they doing this? Okay, now we get to the final part. Why are they doing this? Why are they passing this in Illinois, where kidnapping, burglary, robbery, intimidation, drug-induced homicide, second-degree murder, arson, aggravated DUI, aggravated fleeing and eluding, and drug offenses, they can't enforce it. They can't remove someone in your shed. They can't remove someone in your business. They can't remove someone in your home. What are they trying to get at here? They do not want to abolish the police. They want to abolish local police and implement a national police force. They want to turn the FBI and the IRS and all these other government agencies into a national deployable Democrat on demand police force. So they can go after people like Steve Bannon, but the thugs and the criminals and the people in the cities, they'll just become these sources of murder, of chaos, of destruction. They do not want to abolish the police. They want a police that works for them. And guess what? The local police doesn't work for them. That's why they've always hated the local police. The local police doesn't get carve-outs or favors. It doesn't get their cousin drug dealer off the hook. But they know how to maneuver the DOJ for those things. And by the way, we have to be more than pro-police. We have to be pro-justice. Tough on crime. Someone just asked, Charlie, what can we do in Illinois? Well, unfortunately, very little. It's going to come into effect in January. You can hopefully get Darren Bailey elected as governor, hopefully take back the legislature, but it's probably not going to happen. Illinois is cracking. You can't be held with bail for kidnapping and second-degree murder. The police will just arrest the same people over and over again, and nothing will end up happening. But it's part of the agenda, which is they don't want to get rid of the police. They want a police that is theirs, a national police force. The spike in crime, they'll start to say, well, we need the FBI to go into New York. We need the FBI to go into Portland. They want to nationalize. They want to get rid of sheriffs. They want to get rid of local county prosecutors. They want to get the federal government in charge of the policing business. That's the agenda. Create the chaos and bring in the federal government. For any Republicans out there, if you want to win, talk about this issue.